Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about Luke Hughes? That's Jack Hughes' little brother. He had a huge game, 2 assists in 12:55 of ice time in the Devils' gigantic 8-4 win at the Rock on Sunday afternoon to get back into their series against the Carolina Hurricanes. Of course, Hughes was drafted 4th overall in 21 and signed with the Devils to join his brother Jack after his season at the University of Michigan ended. He had a goal and an assist in 2 regular season games, but hadn't seen any ice time in the playoffs. So Ryan Graves was out. They needed something because they were getting their ass beat. The 2 games in Raleigh were an absolute disaster. So Lindy Ruff brought Luke Hughes into the picture, and he dressed him, and the guy had a great game. Ruff said, "I thought Luke had a great night. From the first shift to the end of the game, for the young man to step in the way he did and play the way he did, you expect maybe to get a good game, but he gave us a great game." Brendan Smith said Luke was magnificent. He skates like his brother. He's elite already. Obviously, the more he plays, the better he's going to be with his decisions. But he can skate himself out of trouble, and there are only a couple of players that can do that. Luke factored in on 2 of the New Jersey goals. He was really forechecking well, and it led to a chance that Damon Severson put behind the goalie for the Canes, Kotchikov. It was 5-1 Devils at that point. Later in the game, he got a secondary assist on a Palat game clincher that made it 8-4. It was the Devils' first power play goal against the Canes in the series in 22 tries. He did have a mistake, a big turnover on a Devils' power play, and he sent a bad pass across the blue line that was picked off by the Canes, and Martinuk went down and ended up getting a penalty shot after he was hooked. Martinuk made the penalty shot off of Vanecek to make it 5-2 at that point. Luke said, "It wasn't a great play by me. I just put that one in deep. But mistakes happen. You learn from them. And it's kind of next play up mentality. You got to just go for it." Luke said he couldn't believe he saw his brother Jack get into a fight. He got into a fight today. That was new. That's not a fight. He laughed about it. Jack was getting cross-checked from Sebastian Aho. And then Jack was just done with it, and he grabbed him and wrestled with him to the ice, and they were throwing haymakers at each other. Jack said, "Listen, Luke's a really good player. I think both of our teams would like to be on the ice and helping us out there, but that was just him kind of cross-checking me, Aho, and giving it to me, and I had enough of it. So it's the playoffs. It's competitive. It's intense. I don't know if you can expect to see that again, but that's just hockey right there." Jack, Hughes, and Aho were given minor penalties for roughing. Aho got an extra penalty for the cross check. Jack had 2 goals and 2 helpers in the game, becoming the 12th player in Devils franchise history to have 4 points in a playoff game. One of them was incredible, a between-the-legs pass from behind the net to set up Timo Meier for the Devils' first goal just about 6 minutes into the game. Meier whacked it through Freddie Anderson, who eventually got yanked in the game because he gave up so many goals. It was 4-0 in the second period. That was when they yanked him. How about the Canes, though? Became the first team in 35 postseasons to score 3 shorthanded goals in a game. And then you had Martinuk with the penalty shot goal. Shorties by Jordan Staal and Seth Jarvis. I mean, it was crazy. How do you win a game when you give up 3 shorties? It was 7-4 at one point in the third period, and it just was the craziest game. Since they started tracking that kind of thing in like 1933-34, this is the 4th time a team has scored 3 times shorthanded in a game. Rod Brind'Amour said, "We were horrible." That's probably putting it mildly because of what they were doing. They were the better team, no doubt. So the Devils were down 2-0 in the series. They're trying to rally for the 2nd straight series. They were down 2-0 to the Rangers. Came back, won the series. They won games 3 and 4 against the Rangers before winning in 7. And Jack Hughes said that helps the Devils, but only so much. He said, quote, "Completely different teams, different styles. You guys throw around inexperience. We've been in this situation before where we've been down 2-0. You don't want to say we're comfortable. You know it's still a long series to go, but we're back in this thing now." How about the Dallas Stars getting their ass beat 7-2 on Sunday in Seattle? A gigantic second period was all the Kraken needed. And the Stars lost defenseman Miro Heiskanen in the second period to injury. He was injured in the buildup to Seattle's first goal with 17:50 left in the second of Game 3. Of course, the series is 1-1. The Seattle rookie Cartier fired a shot from the net from the left circle, and Heiskanen was struck in the face. He tumbled to the ice in front of the net, and Jordan Eberle got the puck and put it in for a 1-0 Kraken lead. He was on the ice, clutched his face, got treatment from the Stars training staff. He had a bloodied left cheek, went to the room, and they said there's no update on his condition, and they'll know more today ahead of Game 4, which is Tuesday at the Climate Pledge Arena. And the Kraken have a 2-1 series lead in this Western semi. Pete DeBoer said, "Obviously a big piece, but that's not why we lost. They were the better team tonight. No ifs, ands, or buts about it." Heiskanen is the QB on their first team power play unit, also plays on the penalty kill. He's tied for 3rd on the team with 7 points in the playoffs. So Eberle's was the first of 4 straight goals from the Kraken, and they were 5-1 up going to the third period. They've had 16 different goal scorers in the postseason, and they had it all going. Wennberg, Saucy, Beniers, Tolvanen all scored in the 2nd. Yanni Gourde and Schultz, 2 more goals in the 3rd period. The Kraken had 11 players who finished the game with at least a point. The rookie Beniers, who's in the chase for the Calder for the best rookie in the league, had 2 points. DeBoer pulled Jake Ottinger after 2 periods and went with the backup Wedgewood. When asked about that 2nd period where they gave up all the goals, the 5, DeBoer said, "What didn't give me cause for concern tonight? We didn't stop the bleeding. We gave up all kinds of goals and opportunities. I wish it was one thing. I'll have to look at the tape, but they were just better in just about every area than us tonight." Jamie Benn of the Stars, the captain, said, "I think we deserve what we got. They were the hungrier team. They executed and took advantage of their opportunities." It's not the first time the Stars have been down in a series. In the first round, they were down 2-1 following a 5-1 loss to the Wild, but they closed out that series with three straight wins and gave up only three goals over the last three games, so they got hot when they needed to. And what about the Florida Panthers? You got to be kidding me. Sam Reinhart scored 3 minutes into overtime. And the Panthers, they had to fight just to get into the playoffs. They stunned Boston in round one. They are ready, up 3-0 now, to close out the Leafs. Are you kidding me? It would be their first conference finals appearance since 96. Florida beat Toronto 3-2 in overtime on Sunday night to take a commanding three-game lead in their Eastern Conference semis. The Leafs can't get out of their own way. They jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Reinhart said, "We got a lot of guys stepping up at big moments." Well, his was big. He dumped the puck off the boards behind the net to set up his game winner, headed behind the goal to take a pass from Lundell. He played around with it, got in front, tapped home the winner, and Florida had its first series lead in 27 years. Aaron Ekblad said, "There's a lot of things going our way. We're just trying to take it day by day, just doing the right things to make us successful." Anthony Duclair and Carter Verhaeghe also scored for Florida. Sam Lafferty and Gustafson scored for Toronto. They had their fans there, even though the Panthers tried to limit ticket sales to anybody north of the border. And I thought that was kind of cheesy to begin with, to be honest with you. Paul Maurice said, "The fans have been good. Now they're excited." Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 22 shots for the Panthers. Joseph Woll stopped 18 of 21 he faced for the Leafs after Samsonov got injured in the second period. His own teammate crashed into him and raked his shoulder. Game four is Wednesday night. Florida's in a position for a sweep and a conference final against either Carolina or New Jersey. Sheldon Keefe, the Leafs coach, said, "You got to win one game. That was our mission tonight. You got to start with one and give yourself a chance. They're in full control here. It's up to us to make it uncomfortable for them and not go away. We still have tremendous belief in our group." Yeah, sure. Only four clubs have erased a 3-0 deficit in history. Toronto's one of those four teams. They did it in 1942. Not only did Toronto lead 1-0, they led 2-1, and Florida still won the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.